FM.
Attention all campers.
Keith Murphy.
What I do have are a very particular set of skills. Skills I've acquired over a very long career.
Andy Fails.
I'm telling you straight, it's my way or the highway.
I'm not talking about dance lessons.
We're talking about unchecked aggression here.
I'm talking about putting a brick through the other guy's windshield.
I'm talking about drawing a line in the sand, dude.
I'm talking about taking it out and chopping it up.
Talking more than sports. Weekdays at 2.
Is this a... what day is this?
On 1460.
You're gonna eat lightning, and you're gonna crap thunder.
KXNO.
It's hour 2 of the Murph and Andy Show. Now that sounds more like the weekend. And we're going to get the weekend started an hour earlier than we're used to around here. Alongside Andy Fails, I'm Keith Murphy. Andrew Downs producing. And Scott Sipker is apparently aware that this is the final hour of the week.
Yep, I showed it. I'm a big enough fan. And just breaking news, Micah Hyde has signed a two-year extension with the Bills. Congratulations, Micah Hyde. And that's how I sneak in Buffalo Bills news here on my show called the Murph and Andy Show.
Well, that's Iowa related, too.
You're welcome. It's been 7 years. I'm starting to figure this out.
That's the most you've contributed to the show.
Contributed
to the show.
You made fun of him instead of me.
Yeah, hey, what's that all about?
I want to pronounce it that way.
I thought we were on the same team.
I just said technology on TV.
Contributed. Some coach this week said, those people work hard.
You lost your train of thought.
No.
You're 57
you realize
and losing
that somebody might be listening to
Yeah. Let's get to the 2 p.m. trend.
Time to find out what's trending Iowa.
Trending Iowa Arts Madness continues today, where 2-seed Drake plays 7-seed UNI. Tip-off set for 5 o'clock. It's on ESPN+.
Looking forward to this one. I think Drake will win this game in advance. I think it's important for Drake to advance, but there is reason to be concerned about the depth. I mean, they're down their all-conference point guard, first team, and their leading scorer.
Yeah, no doubt. Joe Yesufu has been really, really good. But, I mean, there's a difference between, you know, being the guy that kind of can come in and, you know, sweep in off the bench and contribute and maybe even now and then go ahead and be the starter. But when you're suddenly that guy all the time and you're the only one, it's different.
And
Roman Penn is so solid.
Yeah, he's a great leader too, and he's kind of an Adam Emenecker type. Not at quite at that level. Emenecker was the Larry Bird Player of the Year in the Valley, but just court vision, making other people better, doing the things that don't show up in the box score. They lost all those things with Roman Penn. They gained more scoring with Yesufu.
Yeah, and Roman Penn, I mean, if he's out there on the floor or even on the bench, I mean, he's a concern for the opponent at all times. And, you know, that's one thing they don't have to worry about. That makes Drake just a little bit easier to beat.
Isn't UNI, like, missing their best player, too, though?
Yeah, but they have been, like, the whole season.
They're really missing him.
Yeah.
They have not had a typical
UNI
Panther season.
UNI ain't got a shot in this game. There's no chance.
UNI doesn't?
No.
So you're putting this at double digits?
Oh, yeah. This is going to be a huge blowout. Have I watched more than 3 minutes of college basketball this year? Nope!
Training Iowa elsewhere in men's Big Four hoops this weekend. Iowa State is at Kansas State tomorrow at 4, and number 5 Iowa hosts number 25 Wisconsin Sunday morning at 11:30.
Iowa should win that and get the lockup. That would lock up the double bye.
That would lock up the 3-seed, and the double bye. They're pretty. There's of all the scenarios that could happen, there's one that would kick Iowa out of the top four. It would be them losing. I think Ohio State beating Illinois. And then Purdue beating Indiana. If all three of those games go that way, Iowa would drop to 5th. Outside of that, Iowa could even lose to Wisconsin. And if Illinois beats Ohio State or Purdue loses to Indiana, Iowa still sneaks into that top 4. That being said, this is a big game for Iowa. You need to go win this one.
And the double bye is a big deal. C.J. Frederick, among the reasons it would be a big deal. Would love to see Iowa State win just to avoid. I mean, you become the infamous team. You go 0-18 in the Big 12. I mean, there's already some marks here that are going to be talked about as examples. But you go 0-18 in the Big 12, and you probably have closed the books on being considered, relative to its time, the worst Cyclone men's basketball season of all time.
Can yeah, you kind of lock up everything to the point where 20 years from now, if they have an awful season, it'll start looking like, oh, you remember in 2021 when they...
You'll be the new benchmark, they, to compare. Well, I mean, I think they probably already are. But
in a lot of ways,
getting that zero, getting rid of the zero.
The one win would do a lot. It may not change any big picture stuff, but it would do a lot for these guys that really have, as Andy said, played hard and continued to really try hard, and not damning them with faint praise there. When you're in a pandemic and you're making the sacrifices and going through the grind that these guys are, it would be easy to quit on your coach and each other and everything else. You don't even have the crowd to lift your energy for the most part. And they have continued to come close several times. It'd be nice to see them
and
win a game.
I was thinking, you know, you have Kansas State this weekend, but then you have the Big 12 tournament next week. And if you're in that Wednesday night game, you're probably going to be playing somebody, you know, lower in the standings.
Yep.
Obviously, I think they'd play the 7th seed. So I looked at the standings today to look at who that would be. That's Oklahoma right now. That's the 16th ranked team in the country. And the team they're battling for right there is Texas Tech. So the two teams that Iowa State could see in Kansas City are Texas Tech and Oklahoma, like two top 20 teams that have smoked them twice this year. It's Saturday or bust, and it's looking more like bust.
Yeah, that's tough. It won't. What happens in the Big 12 tournament, short of some miraculous run? That if you do the 0-18, that's the talking point for a long time. That sucks.
Finally, trending now, the girls 5A state basketball championship is tonight. It's an all-metro edition. 1 seed Waukee, 2 seed Johnson. It's at 7 o'clock, and you can hear it right here on KXNO.
Finally, a school from the metro suburbs breaks through and gets to a championship game in high school sports.
It's a real
feel
underdog
good for
story.
The CIML.
Gee, Johnston and Waukee. It's Johnston and Waukee. How long has it been since they were in the state title game? Well, they played each other last year.
Oh. They've also been the two best teams this year. They've split their two games.
Yeah.
Although Johnston barely beat Waukee, and Waukee kind of put it on him the second time. It'll be interesting tonight.
Freund called this from the start of the season. He's like, two best teams. It's Waukee and Johnston again. They're going to meet in the finals. Well, there you have it.
That's it for Trending Iowa.
Stupid quickie poll from the mind of Scott Sipker and reluctantly presented by WCI Pools and Spas.
Which side of your shirt gets dirtier? Is it the outside or the inside?
Not the front side or the back side.
Okay.
Outside or the inside?
That'll be next week's poll.
But I don't know why the back of your shirt would be dirtier than the front of your
when
shirt.
When you sit on a chair, like you go out on a patio, you sit on the back. I mean, yeah, that patio chair is probably pretty dirty.
What are you wearing, tails or something?
Well, the back of your shirt?
The back of like leaning against a dirty chair on the patio.
Okay. Right.
I thought you were talking about like putting your buttocks on it.
No.
No, but so like you wear a t-shirt.
It's the outside of your shirt.
The inside's rubbing all up on your body, your sweat.
Yeah, but your body's
your pits in there.
Clean when you put it on. Your pits, it may stink. Yeah, it's clean.
Well,
I don't know what happens over your house.
I'm going to shower tomorrow. What do you think happens in
I think it's
showers?
The inside. I think it's the inside.
What are we talking about? Dead skin cells? Or are we talking about stains?
We're talking about
dirtiness.
Dirtiness.
No, wait. I know, though.
Well, so like sweat and
like visible
BO.
Dirt.
Hair.
We talk about visible dirt.
Visible.
We talk about practice.
We're talking about science here.
Just which,
if you were
which
to make a culture,
I don't know about visible.
It's the outside. Because I play hard. I think you all know that.
Well, if you played hard, you'd be sweating.
Yeah.
But I have not outgrown wiping my hands on my shirt. I'll just put that out there.
Okay. I mean, it is very similar to a towel.
You don't use the size of your pants? You know, that's the place to wipe your hands off, not on your shirt.
My son has a shirt, I believe, that says, my pants are not my napkin. That's a reminder from his mother.
Is it upside down so he can actually read it?
He's got something that says it, but maybe it's a tattoo. But my shirts, they get dirty. They do. The outside of them do. Because, I mean, you're doing yard work or something, they get filthy.
But you sweat, like your armpits. Yeah. Keith, what are you going with here?
I'm going inside.
I like you better.
I'm going to tilt heavily toward the armpits. I mean, even with deodorant, even with
antiperspirant.
But it's still, it's making it dirty. It's making your, I mean, that's body odor coming into your shirt from the inside out.
Haven't you ever turned your shirt inside out so that it was clean again?
No, I have done that with my underwear on a recent trip. We established that last week.
When I would argue the inside of your underwear gets far dirtier than the outside of your underwear.
Oh, for sure.
Yeah, why did you turn your underwear inside out?
Because I didn't have a fresh pair, and I wanted a clean feeling around my boys.
So you wanted a, well, yeah. So you put the clean side back on the inside.
That's all about
correct.
You.
Okay, yeah.
So you're reinforcing.
So now the inside of your pants is dirtier than the outside. Because the body is dirtier. So you go from body against the boxers. You turn the boxers inside out. Now the inside of the boxers are the actually outside of the boxers, which are touching the inside of the jeans, which now make the inside of the jeans dirtier than the outside of the jeans.
Hmm.
Well, they say you're not supposed to wash your jeans.
No, you just throw them in the freezer.
What?
You throw them in the freezer if you're worried about bacteria or something. You just throw them in the freezer.
You know people that put jeans in the freezer?
Yeah, Tan France from Queer Eye from the Straight Guy. I took a master class on style from him, and he said, don't wash your jeans more than a couple times a year. If you feel like they need some disinfectant, just throw them in the freezer for a couple hours, and you're fine.
That guy's hair
is amazing.
Is like a sculpture.
It is.
This seems like insane advice.
Why is this insane?
To put your pants in the freezer to clean them?
Just your jeans, not just regular pants. You gotta be jeans.
How is that disinfecting your?
It freezes the germs.
And so, what happens when they're not frozen anymore? They've gone away.
Yeah, they died. They died in the deep freeze of the temperature.
So all the dead germs are now on the items in the freezer.
Yeah, this is kind of
they're putting all your dirty.
You're putting your dirty, purposely never washed jeans.
Yeah.
In with your.
Okay, amendment. You put your dirty jeans inside of a plastic sack, and then you put that in the freezer. Solved it.
Call Your Shot is coming up at 284-5966, 284-KXNO. Call Your Shot for the $250 value detail from BMW of Des Moines. Creighton, we learned last night, has suspended Greg McDermott. And he will not be involved with any team activities for the remainder of the season. Where it goes after that, we still don't know. McDermott tweeted that he accepts and deserves the suspension.
The remainder of the season now, not just the Big East tournament?
Well, I
thought I saw at one point it was a Big East tournament. Maybe they've added to that.
I guess it's open ended. I think it was
indefinite.
I'm interpreting it as we're not seeing him back coaching this team this season. But you're right.
You could be right. You're
right though. I don't want to get that detail wrong. Did it leave it open ended? I read the statement. I'm not remembering.
They
exactly
usually
what
say
it said,
suspended indefinitely to give them a little more time to make a decision.
I don't even know that it's said indefinitely. I think it just kind of implied indefinitely. Remembering what it read like was, he won't be involved in the final home game, and we'll make sure what that is. But anyway,
It just says from all team activities. It doesn't really.
It doesn't go beyond that.
It doesn't go beyond that. Not that I'm seeing, at least.
Creighton is a private school. They remind us a couple of times that they don't have to share. Any further or any internal discipline that might also be taking place. Andy, we talked about this quite a bit the other day, and nothing has really changed except that they played for the title, didn't win, and then after seemingly saying the team did not want him to resign and did not want him removed, he is now removed. The thing I don't know, and I think is important here, you stress that we need to put more emphasis on actions and not words, and we give too much power to words at times, and I agree with that. Actions are more important. I mean, I don't know Greg McDermott enough to vouch for his whole career. I have never heard any suggestion of any character, deep character flaws. I've never heard any accusation whatsoever of him being racist or saying anything inappropriate or anything like that. I do think that matters a lot in this case. I don't think a really odd analogy with a really poor choice of words, plantation, should end this man's career. But this is where we are.
Yeah, and I agree with that, and we said that the other day. You know, we're not in Omaha, and I know that this is the subject over there, and sure. there are a lot of details over there that we are not privy to over here, just about. I was talking with Dave Zabolinski, who's mm-hmm. the morning anchor over at WOWT, obviously a huge sports fan who knows McDermott personally and has since their time here in Iowa. And he says part of the problem here has been the way that Creighton has handled this, in that, you know, and this happens every time. This happened at Iowa State with Larry Eustace, where something happens and the school doesn't react right away. They hesitate. And
they're kind of paralyzed.
They're not sure how it's going to be.
They live in a bubble.
They're not sure how it's going to be taken by the public. They're not sure what maybe the team or the players are going to say, are going to react. They're not they're not sure exactly who should be in charge of the situation, whether it's the president or the athletic director. And they just freeze. And apparently there was quite a bit of time that went by before Creighton really did anything, really said anything. And then finally they decided that the way that it should be released was Greg McDermott coming out, which I thought was a really untraditional way of this. I don't remember ever seeing something like this before.
He put it out there publicly.
He said everything that had happened.
It was a really...
The full-throated apology, yep. All of that. I mean, everything.
And full responsibility.
It was the full-on, I did this, and I'm absolutely, total, complete apology, and then told everybody what he was going to do in the meantime. And then they just kind of sat again and waited, and I guess they flew, the president and the AD flew out to... they fly out to the Villanova game.
It's even a bad look to because it probably wasn't this way, but it does have the appearance of, well, he coached when they still thought they might win the league title, but then they lose the game and now he's suspended.
Yeah, so and that looked like a game they're going to lose. That looked like a game they're going to lose anyway.
Yeah.
So they should have just gone ahead and pulled him then. But now that they did lose the game and it didn't matter anyway, I mean, now it really looks. They did lose the game. Of course, everybody's upset about that. Now it looks worse.
Scott, you weren't here when we talked about this. You have any?
I think you guys had a thoughtful conversation about it. As I alluded to earlier, I'm so unplugged from college basketball right now. I really don't feel like I'm in the depths enough to talk about this at length, other than to say that it seems, from my point of view, from what I've seen on Twitter and heard other people talking about, that Greg McDermott is recognizing he made a mistake and he's doing what he can to correct that. And improve as a person, which is, I guess, what we want to do, right?
We're all trying to do that.
I don't know how this is going to end up. And what you're talking about, how Creighton handled it, I have no idea what's going on there. But, you know, hopefully this is a learning experience for not just Coach McDermott, but for many other people.
Let's get to Call Your Shot, presented by BMW of Des Moines, $250 valued detail at a time that everybody could use it for the person who most closely calls their shot, in a way that Andrew Downs, acting as judge and jury, can verify and have a person win. So we start with Ryan. Ryan, welcome to the Murph and Andy Show on a Friday, and please call your shot.
My shot is Iowa State is going to lose and go winless in the regular season. Iowa's going to win by double digits this weekend. And the last thing, I think the Panthers, UNI Panthers, are going to win the Missouri Valley Conference Tournament.
The whole tournament?
The whole tournament.
Man, if that happens, you're winning, mm-hmm. I think. That's a bold pick. Thank you, Ryan, because Loyola is still playing, right?
And they just... trounce their opponent.
Yeah, they smoked somebody this morning.
They're pretty good. Jason, call your shot.
Hey, guys. I will say that Iowa is going to lay a huge smackdown on the wrestling Big Ten Wrestling Conference this weekend. I think that the Hawks crowned 5 Big Ten champions, and they dominate so badly that there's talk that they may add a loss to Cale's personal wrestling record. <in Iowa State.
laughs> That's great, Jason. Thank you. That's some smack.
Jens, I forgot the Big Ten wrestling tournament.
Yeah,
this weekend.
Yeah. Jens, call your shot.
Hey, I'm going to say that Drake beats you and I by 3 points tonight, and then Drake does advance to the finals of Arch Madness. Iowa State keeps it close at Kansas State. They within 10 points, and then Hawks beat Wisconsin.
Jen's always a very sensible guy.
Yeah, he is. All right, thank you, Jens. Good to hear from you. Chris, call your shot.
Hey, I like United over City in the Manchester Derby, and Bruno Fernandes gets a penalty kick. Well, scores a penalty kick.
Scott, is he onto something?
You know, I hate both of those teams, so I don't really care. But I appreciate you always bringing in some English Premier League to the show. Thank
you. There
you
go. Way to go, Chris. Justin, call your shot.
Yeah, Yesufu had a great game last time they played UNI. He scored 20 points. That was his previous career high. I think he's going to score in the 20s, and Drake will also go to Sunday to the championship.
Thank you, Justin. All right, there you go. I want to mention this, too, a report by the Washington Post. I don't think this is going to surprise anyone, but emails obtained by the Post reveal that the presidents and chancellors of the 14 Big Ten universities took steps to keep discussions of reopening their campuses amid the coronavirus pandemic from ever entering public view. They were using back channel ways to communicate with each other to keep it away from the Freedom of Information Act. Now, at Northwestern, I guess you can do that. That's a private school. Yeah. But the other 13 schools, you're not supposed to do this.
Nope. That is not good. I thought you were going to say something about Les Miles.
That's what I thought you were going to do, too.
I totally thought that's where we were going.
Oh, well, I don't know what's new with Les Miles. Is there more information today?
There's been a little bit more. I saw the athletic director back in 2013 when kind of some of these allegations came out. He had sent a note to the law firm investigating this and also his bosses recommending that they fire Les Miles at that time.
But he was winning.
Yeah, he was winning, and he said, this is going to be a hard decision either way. We're either going to have to justify why we fire him now, or we're going to have to justify why we didn't.
Because it always gets out.
Yes.
So for those who don't know, he's allegedly texting college women.
Girls,
women. At LSU, and inviting them to a dorm room or meeting him and maybe even making advances.
Attempted to kiss one and has kind of used his stature saying, hey, I can help with your career. I can help with things. You know, use the power that we know college football coaches have in these universities. I also saw a report that two like high level people in the athletic department, not the athletic director, but like vice athletic director. I don't remember what the titles were. Two of them have been suspended indefinitely because they were told about these allegations back in 2013 and never reported them to anybody else.
Ooh, yeah.
Boy, you wonder if Kansas is happy about this.
He's not going to be able to survive this.
Well, no, you wonder if you're just like, yes, okay, yeah, we don't have to pay that money now.
Yeah, we don't have to justify.
I wonder
why
if they will still have to pay him off.
I'll bet they do.
Those contracts don't come with some.
There's no charges here.
And if you're Kansas, I'm getting, now we're going into the future a bit, but probably we want to get this over as quick as possible and to fight paying him all that money left on the contract, they'd have to go to court, and that's going to be a long, drawn-out process. So they're probably just going to be like, can we find a settlement number
here? You know
what
Kansas alums probably think about buying out another football coach?
Oh, yeah, especially when there's been no return.
No return. They don't care about it.
They're probably to the point where it's like, you know what? I've got an idea. Let's bring back Mangino.
Yeah, right. Lex, get Youngstown State on the phone right now. Let's see if we can get him back. He was the only one that could win.
Final called shot of the Friday is to Jim. Jim, call your shot. There's still a chance you might be the winner.
Haley Deegan wins the truck. Ty Gibbs wins the Busch race. And Kyle Busch wins the Cup race this weekend at Las Vegas.
If all that happens, you very well may be headed over to BMW of Des Moines. When we come back, all houses are lost. So Scott Sipker has a new segment.
Yeah.
Visiblefence.com.
In the market for a great deal? Shop careers at Fairway. From the meat department to the bakery to the store floor, we're hiring. full-time, part-time, careers for a lifetime. There's more in store for you. Apply now at fairway.el.com.
Back on the Murph and Andy Show here, hour two on a Friday. First time 2:30 has been halfway through hour two. We're all adjusting. Thank you for being with us. AD, bet your house, you know, was it you or who said we gotta put this up a while? There's a lot of people that have lost their houses.
It was a joint decision. There were a lot of us. I called Tim Scheib, and before I even was able to say hi, he was like, "Yeah, I'm down to cancel bet your house too."
Yeah, at least suspend.
Why I was calling.
Yeah, suspend it.
Yeah, suspend. We'll try it again.
He's on a cold streak. Sometimes you have to back off.
And as he said, he doesn't watch college basketball. He's trying to pick college basketball.
Yeah, and here it's weird because Tim last month sold two houses to people who yelled "bet your house" at him, and yet he still was surprising. He was so mean about it.
Well,
he's like, "I want something else." I said, "Okay."
I just saw a huge photo of those two in City View. So, bet your house has been.
They're tall people.
Good
need
for
a big
him.
Photo.
Yeah, I know. Okay, let's. Well, what's he doing now?
Oh, you guys, this is going to be so fun. You guys are going to love this so much. Hey, AD, kick the theme song off.
Scott School is cool.
Presented by Tim and Rachel Scheib. It's Scott School, everybody. Scott
Whose
School.
Whose voice was that?
Some guy who was here one day, I had him record it.
Yeah, our guy Canyon Cooksley, he was in here job shadowing me. I didn't want to sing, and he said he would.
The job shadow to
that makes it better.
I was like, hey, you want to know what radio's like? Scott wants a theme song.
Create one. And so if you are out there and you happen to have a band or maybe you're a good singer, feel free to record your own version of the Scott School theme and send it to me or AD, and we'll maybe play it on the air.
Actually, okay. I like that. That's a good idea.
Yeah, hey. Oh, good idea. And we're just getting Scott School started. What is Scott School, everybody? This is the segment every week on the Murph and Andy Show where I teach you something that is completely inapplicable to your life, like real school.
If this lesson is so long that we miss most of more, Andy is going to come on hinge.
I will hurry. This will only take 15 minutes. Okay, lesson number one. The Saturn V rockets, which were developed by NASA to support the launch of the Apollo missions to get a man on the moon, those rockets were built in Utah, but the engineers, they wanted the rockets to be a little bit flatter, but they couldn't do that because the rockets had to be shipped by train from the factory in Utah to the launch site in Florida. The train cars can only be so wide because the Transcontinental Railway is only so wide. How wide, you ask, Andy? Well, let me tell you, it's a really weird number, Murph. It's 4 feet, 8.5 inches. What a weird number. You're probably wondering why that width. Well, let me tell you, because it's Scott School. Well, that is the standard that the English happened to use, so we did the same thing here in America in the 1800s. The railways in England were built at that weird width because it's how wide things needed to be to transfer things from the old wagons onto the newfangled trains. Now, the wagons were that width because that was how wide the roads were. Why were the roads that wide? Well, when you were driving a wagon back in the day, you needed to keep your wheels in the wheel ruts. Otherwise, you were going to break a wheel. These wheel rut roads were established by the Roman army. So they rolled into England to conquer it. The Roman chariots were pulled by horses, and the standard size of the war horses standardized the width of the chariots. In conclusion, the size of the rockets that took man to the moon are the size of two ancient Roman horses' asses. That's Scott School, everybody!
Time to get some more.
What? No comment? Wait,
we all know that Scott has always been a little jealous of more, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
A little jealous
that's
not his segment.
For sure.
And, you know, he can't do it all the time.
Wasn't that good?
It sounds like an appendage to more.
It feels like the body is now the appendage of school.
I think you have to have the confidence of an instructor right now. You're kind of holding a conversation with yourself.
Are you criticizing Scott School?
Remember the cheers where Cliff Clavin was jealous of the trivia napkins in the bar?
Yeah.
And then he made his own trivia napkins, and Frasier was reading it, and it was like, it's almost as if some moron has written on this napkin with a ballpoint pen.
And that is correct.
It's a little like a We'll like this. All right. There's always next
one. I mean, Moore is going to look a little pale now compared to Scott School, but continue, Andy.
Did you hear the story about Harvey Hunter? He called and left the voicemail on Governor Reynolds' voicemail.
That was really disturbing.
Really disturbing. Yeah. She wanted to be, she can be hung and face a firing squad and everything for the pandemic protocols and making people wear masks and closing thing, doing anything basically.
Yes.
Did you see his mugshot?
Yes, that was also
that goes
disturbing.
Into the mugshot classics. Well, the guy left his name on the voicemail,
and it was him.
And it was him, and they just looked it up and found him.
And his whole
then everybody
point,
looked him up on social media and were like, yes, that is the kind of guy that would do something like that.
His whole point was that COVID-19 was a
hoax.
A fraud.
Very angry. That was quite a mugshot, though. Outlets of Des Moines is getting a Coach outlet store this fall.
Oh, no.
Okay, I will say, have you gone to the Coach outlet or gone to Coach store before?
It's one of those things that you do on vacation when you go to like a store that's way too expensive for you.
It's like coaching shoes and like shorts and pants.
No, coach like purses and stuff.
Yeah. Coach, the brand.
It's not a store for coaches.
What's Coach is a purse?
When your bank account drops by $1,000 and your wife comes home with a new wallet, that's Coach.
It's fantastic that you don't
coach
know anything
sounds
about
like
that.
It sucks.
Yeah, it is. There are a few things more alarming to a husband than the price of a Coach purse.
It is wild.
And I don't know that all women love them, but a lot of them do.
Can't you get a Coach knockoff? Like where it's spelled with an E on the end?
Yeah. Chinese knockoff of that? Yeah, absolutely. But, I mean, like the little leather wallets
they got the, you probably
are $150 bucks.
It's wild.
It's crazy.
And they don't do anything more than a normal wallet.
And then, like, the whole purse is like $700 bucks. It's unbelievable. And of course, they don't have one purse. You got eight. Anyway.
So,
here comes one of these stores. Coming to America dropped this morning on Amazon Prime. Eddie Murphy and Arsenio Hall are back.
Well, I be damned. Look who done come up in here.
Hey, it's Kunta Kinte and Ebola.
Famine and Blood Diamond.
Nelson Mandela and Winnie.
It's so good to see you. The neighborhood seems to be thriving.
Oh, that's that gentrification. You know, when a colored man had this neighborhood, didn't have and the white man move in, they got the coffee houses and the dog parks, and my brownstone on Fox Boulevard is worth $10 million.
Your brownstone ain't worth no $10 million.
My brownstone is too worth $10 million, and I'm going to sell it and get me a Tesla.
Jeez. So I watched a review for this on the noon show, the noon news.
I'm worried about it.
Dean Richards gave it an A-.
Said that surprises
me. It lacks... now, he also called The First Coming America one of the greatest comedies of all time.
That's a stretch. But it's fun. It's a nice story.
Lacks the originality of the first one, which is not surprising because it was the first one. But, yeah, he said it has plenty of truly funny moments to keep you kind of going through the whole thing. And it has so many cameos, like too many to list, that I can't wait to see. I'm watching it this weekend.
I'm going to watch it too. I'm worried, so I want.
I've not seen the original. Should I?
Why? Why are you? Why are you worried?
I'm just
built up too much.
You just
track record of comedy sequels.
Yeah, in 30 plus years, I'm hoping it's a pleasant surprise, like Cobra Kai was in extending the Karate Kid. But if anybody has seen this, some of you probably already watched, and you're on Twitter, hit us up at Murph_Andy. Let us know what you think.
Yeah, I don't know if I want
to. Of Coming to
America. All right, let's do a quickie poll, Andrew.
Are you going to watch Coming to America 2 on Prime? Yes, no, I don't have Prime, help me, or Coming to America 2?
Yeah, it's actually Coming to
America. With the number 2. Yeah, I screwed that up. Yeah, coming to... no, it's my fault. I put that on. Yeah.
I'm going to watch it, yes. Yeah. Put me down for yes.
Def, I'm a big yes there.
Yeah, me too.
Two Iowans will appear on Shark Tank tonight. Marketing their muff waders, guys from I think the Holstein area. I think a lot of people have seen these already. Social media or on the register.
Yeah, the muff waders have like several different places to hide things too.
Primarily beer,
liquor.
Well, it's got
snuff.
Yeah, it's got an insulated They're not waders. First thing, got to point out. I got all excited because I need some new fishing waders, and this looked like a fantastic idea for fishing waders, because you go out there and you want to bring beer with you, and it's got a little holder to hold one of your beers, because you know you got both your hands occupied. You can leave a beer right there and then pick it up, take a sip. Actually, they are bibs for cold weather.
Tailgating.
Farm work, tailgating. They're great for ice fishing.
Yep.
They're bibs. But I think apparently they're already doing pretty well here. They should do a set of fishing waders like this.
I know the guys. I'll tell them.
You do?
Yep.
Kind of from your neck of the
woods,
exactly, sort of over there.
I know them.
Yeah, not too far away from
I
that.
Consider them Carroll boys either way.
They'll be on Shark Tank tonight. Brent Seabrook is retiring after 15 seasons and 3 Stanley Cups with the Chicago Blackhawks. He's going to be head of the Hall of Fame. Says the injury is just too much.
After all,
he's too tired of trying to recover from injuries.
What does it reveal about me that I've never heard that name before?
Brent Seabrook, you're not much of a hockey fan, maybe?
Is that embarrassing? Like, is he big enough where I should know?
Yes.
Even though I don't watch hockey, I should know who he is.
No.
Okay.
No. If you do anything about hockey, it's embarrassing that you don't watch hockey.
No, I watched it with you. That's the most I've ever watched when he's watched it in person.
He's a Hall of Fame defenseman and a big part of those good
Congratulations
teams,
on a good career. Yeah.
2 California men were arrested Wednesday after Nebraska State Patrol troopers found 770 pounds of pot in the cargo van they were driving.
That's a lot.
State Patrol said the cargo van was stopped near Seward on Interstate 80 Wednesday afternoon because it was speeding and the driver failed to signal. Look, man, if...
Was the van made of marijuana? That's a lot of marijuana.
It was not Cheech Chong. The officer who stopped the van smelled the odor of marijuana from inside the van. When the vehicle was searched, the officers found several large duffel bags filled with pot. Okay, we've been over this before. If you're going to transport a large quantity of pot, you have to go the speed limit and use your turn signal.
Yes.
I feel like that's just... elementary drug smuggling.
It must
drug
be,
smuggling 101.
Yeah,
right,
it must be very difficult to find good employees in this area. Like you, I assume
at the very least,
application process is not great.
Do you, I mean, if that's my weed or I'm at all connected with this, the first question out of my mouth is: do you understand a speed limit? Do you know what that is? Do you know where the brake is? Do you know where the cruise control is? Can you operate those things? You can't speed with 770 pounds of weed.
You can't
because
draw attention
if they
to yourself.
Pull you over, they will find that.
Yes.
I don't care if you're not smoking it inside. You can smell 770 pounds of weed.
And you're going to appear very nervous.
Even if they can't smell it, if they see a bunch of giant duffel bags in the back of a cargo van, that's getting searched, man.
It's bodies or
yeah,
weed.
Right. It's either Buffalo Bill's bodies or it's weed.
Bodies or weed?
Somebody driving with lots of duffel bags. That's just, that's alarm bells right there. Baker Mayfield thinks he saw a UFO. He went straight to Twitter. Quote, almost 100%, Em and I just saw a UFO drop straight out of the sky on our way home from dinner. We stopped and looked at each other and asked if either of us saw it. Very bright ball of light going straight down out of the sky towards Lake Travis. Anybody else witness this? He tweeted. Not alone. Over the last week, an American Airlines pilot claimed to have seen an unidentified flying object over the skies in Arizona. And on December 29th, a blue UFO reportedly was seen over Hawaii. Do you tell anybody if you see something like that?
Yes. What you don't want to do is say, I don't know what that is. It must be aliens, because then you sound like a moron. And that's what people are doing.
Because it can be a lot of things.
I don't know what it is. It must be blank. Is
jump
an
to the
from yes.
wildest conclusion.
Being unidentified, it could be any number of things. Yes. And then you know, Colin Cowherd goes after Baker, as he often does, about you don't see Tom Brady seeing UFOs, and
he
goes
on to speak.
And then Brady, in a great clapback, tweets directly to Colin Cowherd, how do you know I haven't seen a UFO, Colin?
Nice.
That's nice. That That's well played.
After 8 years of nasal congestion, we'll end with this.
Oh, okay.
After 8 years of nasal congestion and a funky smell that came out whenever he blew his nose, a teen discovered what was actually wrong.
Oh, no.
According to the Live Science publication, the kid visited doctors about the symptoms.
Oh, boy.
Has been since he was 15 years old. A couple of years, though. They just prescribed him some all they did was prescribe him some nasal spray and antihistamines. So a full year later, this being about the middle of February, he came back still suffering. That stuff had not worked. But now the foul odor started filling the room when he blew his nose. He would blow his nose and it would smell so bad that he would be embarrassed because everybody around it smelled like, you know, decaying, rotting death.
This is awful.
Well, they finally did a CT scan.
Oh, boy.
He had had a BB up his nose for 3 years and couldn't get it out. And his nasal cavity began to abscess. And there was a lot of pus and rotting decay in there and bleeding drainage. And when he would blow his nose, he would extract all the pus and the rotting.
This is carcassite. How you want to end more on the weekend?
He would blow it out of there. Well, they cured him. They took the BB out.
This reminds me a little
bit. They put one of those endoscopes up all the way, like all the way up his nose.
Yeah.
And looked around and took the CT scan. The CT scan is a skull with a BB in the middle.
Oh.
It's like, could not be more obvious that there's a BB in his nose.
This is like when Chris Williams was constipated.
What was that?
No. He kept pooping a lot.
Oh, it was the other way around?
Yeah, and he was taking X-Lax to help him.
Yes. Yeah, he thought...
No. He was taking a multivitamin every day for his health.
Was Williams in there?
Oh, yeah, he is in there.
He didn't realize it was a fiber. He was supposed to be taking a fiber supplement.
No.
He was taking Fiberlax.
This is,
and he did it every day for several years.
So he's basically
yeah
going turbo every
14 months. He wanted to clarify.
The AD squared is dead. Chris Williams, thank you for stopping by. And
yeah.
Providing Andy with 5 minutes of solid entertainment. Time for the Andrew Downs audio drop of the day. It's the AD squared.
It is Friday, so some parental advisory is necessary, especially if you're not used to listening at this time of the day.
Good point.
What's happened here is I've placed bleeps to make you hear things that aren't actually being said. It's all innocent conversation, a lot of it had right here on this show, but it is going to sound a little dirtier than it actually was, but what you hear is on you. Not on us. It's This Week in Iowa. Unnecessary censorship.
You're a terrible person. You have a beautiful You're obligated to keep that clean. My is on its absolute last legs.
That's Tony Robbins?
It is.
I'm
sure if you get that one.
That's huge balls.
When someone has put their dog down, is it okay to send them a bouquet of dog No, that's odds. It's 75% of the vote. Only 25% think that's actually thoughtful.
The one that I thought was the most entertaining for our audience is an article that came out on ESPN about every NBA team's best ever.
You remember Calvin Murphy?
Of course. Yeah.
Short.
I noticed the name.
Super muscular guy that would be willing to anybody on the court.
Including some of his family members.
Well, they were trying to hit him up for paternity money.
I absolutely love my dog, but the constant shitting, not so much.
My kids and I battle over this. Daddy's jar of is in the fridge for a long time. Boy, that doesn't sound good. That sounds terrible. That is the most obscene thing I've ever said on this show, and that is a strong indictment.
Yes, it is.
Yeah, it's the most obscene thing I've ever put
Daddy's
on there.
Daddy's jar of...
Jelly.
Jelly, yeah.
Jelly.
Which, even in its original form.
Well, it wasn't much better.
I think you might have helped him with the bleep.
Yeah, right, you did. You made it better.
Oh, quickie poll results. WCI pulls and spots.
Have you placed a legal sports wager in Iowa? No, 57%. 43% say yes. Which side of the shirt gets dirtier? Outside, says 63%. 33% say it's the inside. You got to watch Coming to America. Yes, is 54%.
Wow.
36% say no. 6% don't have Prime. And 4% say, what? Coming to America.
Happy weekend!